Because I don't know how to do this. It seemed to me, but that's the way you put it before. The question, okay, if I say it clean, you need to talk truth. I've tried to give you the now, what I told you,
I told you to talk directly to him. And I said,
okay, just listen to it. It's just repeating what you were doing.
You said you were talking to him. Now, I'm not saying this with your feelings, but
now, wait a minute, get back to my point. He's saying that he didn't feel that it would do any good to talk to
him. That's right.
It's just something that I had to just throw off myself.
Then immediately after you said that, only admit it if it's true, you said something, if not exactly right to this effect, you said, for him to make a mistake that big
there's no point in even fooling with it. That was just too big of an error, and no one could be, I don't know the exact words, but that ignorant, which I went on. I went on
to a few. I mean,
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't remember the exact words.
Don't say it.
All right, but did you hear
them? That is it.
Did you say? Listen, well, this was the father made a big mistake. You said probably made a big mistake.
I felt that it was.
Did you say he made a big mistake?
I felt that it was.
Did you say he made that? Did you say he made a big mistake?
I don't know.
I didn't read your mind.
All right. Perhaps you wouldn't put it in that perspective. Mm-hmm. Do you think you implied in any way that he made a mistake?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay, that's what I'm...
And the other thing, too, is that statement, I don't think that it would do any good to talk with him.
See, that's going to
be... Did you say that?
Yes, I remember saying that, yes.
What are you saying in that, then?
It's because, now, just like this, it is really deep, if you can catch where I'm coming from. If he would say no, then would you wonder, would this no be right?
I don't think it transpired.
Oh, man, come on. I'm just asking for the truth, man. Do you understand?
I just drug that from what your statements and all about.
You're going to do a good talk.
See, I drew a conclusion.
Let me tell you something.
That's what
if
you
I
do.
Didn't defend the cause, hey, man, I defended it every step of the way when I was gone. I met a girl, some people I had to stay with, and some of their relations was in the cause here in the valley. They were going through the same things I did. I was telling them about what good works and everything. I said, man, don't you tell me nothing about it. Tell me. Say, I had a niece or a daughter or something like this in the valley. And they took her child and put her out and made her sign her child over to the temple. And I said, damn, this happened to me. I had signed my child over. And here I am out here like this.
You
and I didn't say no more.
You want to.
Hmm?
You want to. You want to.
I mean, why? If I can take care of her.
If you believe in the Father, you know why.
Absolutely right.
That's the fact is, you don't believe in Him.
Right.
Absolutely. You think you can verify your child, He can.
Hey, man, your actions reveal.
Right. And you know that
you believe in
Him. Right. Now that takes you full swing, to what Jack was saying again about being deceivers yet true. You understand? You are so concerned about your image. You say, hey, I don't go for the religion thing, but surely you're not aware of the other thing because you're so caught up with Cleve.
No, you don't hear me speaking indifference. I just speak plain because the truth is plain, everything else is complex. And when you break down and speak on simple terms, a simple level, and stop using the beautification of capitalist words, then I would say that you have lifted. But until you break your conversation down, then you haven't lived
what
because
you're
still speaking on the influence of capitalism.
What you said earlier, all you see on a little bit of principle here in this room, and that's you. Outside that, you don't see it in this room.
See what?
You said that you see a little bit of principle here in this room, in you. You outside, you don't see any principle in this room. That's what you said earlier. So many words.
Archie, when I came...
How do you respond to that?
To
what I just said.
You know something? If he was everything that you say that he is, check it now, a revolutionary, you know what he'd do? He'd knock your goddamn block off the moment you even uttered anything that was an insinuation. If he was a true revolutionary, he'd knock your block off.
Why, man?
But you don't understand that?
I mean, why would he not block all the
time?
I'm talking about the other day when you said this.
Listen, if I speak to the council, then I ask the council to take it to higher authorities because I can't get there. Do you understand?
Man, but we're talking about somebody that was shot down in a parking lot. We're talking about people that put themselves on the goddamn line for not just you, but countless of people. And a true revolutionary... And knock your fucking words right back down your throat if you say he's alive. Or even indicate he's alive.
Say at one given time,
you're fine. Indication.
Paul was unfair with you. Your whole emphasis was that Paul was unfair with you.
That's your
and he should never let you get away with that.
That's a good point.
Well, then I have to, I want to strip the fault. I tried to get to him when I was here before. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, all I'm saying is you shouldn't have made the remark about he put him above us when, you know, if he was, he would have knocked the block off of what you said. And the point about your daughter is that if you believe and trust in this cause and believe what it stands for, then you would know that it's the best place for your daughter. It's the greatest protection for her.
I have no intentions of taking her away, although you got, who somebody felt that I had intentions of taking her away and things like that. I have no place to take her back.
Okay, but if you loved your daughter, you know this is the best place for her, and you'd have no qualms about signing her to our guardianship.
That's true. Suppose you're somewhere else. Like you were in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like last weekend.
Right. Or you're gone somewhere, and we're on the other end. Say you had to stay in San Francisco or something to work.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were a true revolutionary and died for the cause.
That's right. But anyhow, we're talking about the movement of a child. Somebody ought to have the legal right to be able to take that baby any place she needed to be taken for safety.
That's right.
That's all we're saying. Everybody thinks it's a goddamn absurd motive that somebody wants to snatch somebody's fucking ego and authority away from them. It ain't that at all. Every one of my kids has got another mommy or a daddy. Why? Because I could be killed any fucking time, or I could be a fucking deceiver, or I could be anything, and then my child would be...
You could be a deceiver?
Yes, I could.
I think you just are like, a deceiver.
Yeah, well, what? How about
because
yourself?
I have seen...
What about yourself? What about yourself in relation to your child?
What are you? All are deceivers, Jeff.
All right, then why wouldn't you not do the same thing he would do?
What would he do?
For the sake of his child.
For your child. The fact is,
did you not beat some children in the valley there? Were you ever gotten over about beating up children in the valley or any of one in your house?
That's the valley. You should
no, irrelevant, nothing.
Well, your ass is on the ground.
Just hold it. I get approached in this matter.
If you raise no children.
Hey, man,
how many kids is he?
What?
You see anyone fucking raping anybody?
Hey, look here. Have you seen me fucking raping anybody? I didn't rape anybody. No, Joe.
Now you're gonna tell me. This is the first time in my life that I've ever felt responsibility with a child because I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying,
did you not try to get something from him?
Hell no.
Would you allow him to make the point?
Damn lie. You a big head.
Well,
if I did, so what? I didn't rape. I didn't touch the dinner.
Yeah, but you tried to.
No, you
tried to.
All right, we'll drop that. I'm telling you, alright.
You didn't lie. You said you wouldn't lie. You said right here, lying. Well,
I mean, how does he have any of that?
Well, the point is, you said you wouldn't lie.
You said
you lied on
him. Yes, I did.
I said it on the floor. I
didn't. Okay, alright. So let me get back to what I'm saying. Now, if some guy took my little kid out, you know, underage, I'm quite sure you feel the same way. Wouldn't you want to lock their ass up or damn near kill them? You wouldn't let nobody take kid down the step. You gonna tell me you let somebody rape them?
You're lying by the clock.
I'll tell you what, you should have let your child answer that question. You're confusing me. If you say one at a time, I would try to answer your question.
That's what confusing you.
I understand you now, Archie.
Well, when you say we're confusing you, what confuses you is the fact that we puncture your defenses.
Right. If you coming straight out,
I say
you're
not coming straight.
You're not coming straight.
Well, which way you want me to come?
You're the one that you follow the line, so we know. So don't tell us about where we are.
It all amounted to this, but I never said it in one given time.
Okay,
never
if it amounted it. To it, you said it.
Then. You said it.
I mean, I wanted to know the reason. Did this take place like I had spoken and it was going down like this?
How did you find out?
for this reason.
How did you think you might find out? Find out.
I never knew. I was just taking, if he told me.
Look at it now. You said it do no good to talk with him personally.
Oh, this is ginger.
All right. The other thing, too, is you refused to accept Brother Lewis's offer to personally, you know, take anything that you put in writing to Father without even bothering with it. How did you think then you might find out what the truth was?
Your father told me, he said, no, Cleve, this wasn't it, then I would have taken his word.
What was
but
he going to
still
do?
Always just say, really, was it the truth? If you look deep into the situation,
no, wait a minute. You said you talked to him personally on the phone, and he said he was going to send John Harris away.
He said,
and
he
didn't ever want to see him again. You come back there, and there was John. There John was.
Huh? AC said, send him away. He told him to leave and never come back and he wants to see his face around.
But what makes you think he wouldn't lie to you again if you met him personally?
Well, you don't think he...
See, you don't trust us?
Huh?
You don't trust him?
Do you trust him?
Yes, he's got
with him. Damn right I do.
If I didn't trust him, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't trust him, I wouldn't have sent my money there. Hey, and man, I wanted to hear him say it.
Man, let me tell you something. You ain't here. You ain't here.
That's right.
You are not here.
That's right.
Because you will not allow him to take you and mold you and make you and put you or take you or hang you or lay you or lie to you or tell a truth to you. You have to have it your goddamn way.
That is the critical point.
In the Catholic society all my life have been lied to.
Are you know what you're implying?
To know the truth now, and this is all.
Are you implying that we're lying, that Father's lied to you here? No? Are you implying that?
Brother, you know, anything that is said in any conversation... Okay.
All right. If I came to the meeting, and he's still here at the meeting, was he sent away? Or was he sent away and came back?
Now, what would be the obvious answer? What would be the obvious answer?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. You tell me.
Wait a minute. You come with the answer by which you can indict him.
I ain't trying to indict nobody.
You said he lied. It'd be obvious that he said it was same way in the line. If he gave the line to come back. That would be the obvious, the right, the most obvious.
I couldn't get to anybody.
Wait a minute.
This is why
you come with the answer which you can indict him and say he just lied to you. You wouldn't come with the answer.
Indict him how?
That he lied. You say that he lied, so you can say he lied. You wouldn't say that he must have forgiven him and come back, because then you'd settle the issue. But it seems to become no more issue. But the fact is, wait a minute.
Okay.
But the fact is, you come with something that leaves you in a position to say he lied, rather than saying, well, he had to forgive him and come back. Then you had to drop it there, see, then you couldn't say any more about it.
Then after I did my time for the
well, let's deal this, Father. Yeah. You're wrong with this.
Okay.
Because you used this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't that have been the best answer to come with? He had to forgive him and let him come back.
He had to what?
He should have had to forgive him and allowed him to come back.
Had to forgive me?
John Harris.
If he sent him away and now he's here, he had to forgive him and let him come back.
Right, absolutely. And then you see when you compare the two, if I compared his wrong as opposed to your wrong, yours was of the worst.
That's right.
You know, like, it's just that unspeakable that someone was in a public meeting while father's gone, mother's handling the meeting on top of it. You know, someone would have the audacity to sneak up with the pipe and track another brother in the head because allegedly he had some affair with your lady.
I talked to him.
Well, the point is,
but
he didn't rape her.
Well, you're saying that your wife is not intelligent enough to deal with
working. I could have stayed.
My point is,
she came down here and she said counsel wouldn't let her stay.
She had a choice. He didn't rape her.
All right. Well, look here.
Wait a minute. Is that right? She had a choice, right? Why'd you hit her with the pipe? What'd you do that for? She had a choice. He didn't rape her.
If you listen to me, I'll tell you.
Well, give me a sensible answer.
What I did would have caused him to grow, because look, if you look, if you listen to me, if you walk through the grass and a snake bites you unexpectedly, just like this, the next time you come through that grass, you're going to take a stick and start
searching, just like this.
And that stick will even alert the snake, and it will keep you alert.
Okay.
Because if you punch through that, he'll know to crawl out of the way, just like this.
If he'd have punched you, I'd have
punched him. The lion snake bites unexpectedly, and you know that. This is the truth.
You're a fool, you know, damn good.
Now, you're hitting him in the head with that goddamn pipe. Wasn't designed to make him grow.
No, sir. Now wait, stop. You lied about that. You knew you hit him to get back at him, not to make him grow.
Well, what I tried to
do. You hit him.
Hold it, just a minute, man. Hold it.
You hit him to get back at him.
Just give me
that. Did you hit him to get back at him?
Are you talking?
Did you hit him back at him?
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
No, I'm not to make him grow, man.
Wait.
I bet he's a lot taller than what he was.
Well, then why don't we apply that principle to you?
Yeah, I know.
Hit me on
get out the fucking pipe. Just get the pipe, by God.
That wouldn't do anything.
But
you know you're
I want to tell you just one thing.
You know you're trying to bullshit. You know good and well that hit him with the pipe was to get back at him. Now,
I tried to talk to him. And
I know, but
he's just with him.
So you hit him to get back. You hit him to get even.
And he told
you hit him to get even.
I wouldn't let him know I wasn't a damn fool. That's where it was. Well,
so you
now
then you
have to do
now
it.
Now then you
yeah,
said.
Okay, go ahead.
It was making him grow? No.
You
hit him to get back at him.
Because if I wrap you across your head I'm like this,
you, I sure hope time. You don't want to see me grow up.
Well, look. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah, but look. And now, let's look at it, though. Let's come back to where we were. Now, do you think that his having whatever happened between him and your wife, do you think that that was as big a wrong as you're in the middle of service before a whole host of folk, guests, people never been here before, you think that it was as big a wrong as the wrong you committed when you popped him in the head with that pipe?
And I bet you a dollar against a burnt book of matches, if father was here, you wouldn't have did it.
I don't know, man.
No.
Now, the thing is, although your wrong was bigger than his, father forgave you. He let you back in. Why couldn't he let him back in?
You give him back in.
Well, I mean, if you would have let David Wise and all the rest of them back in.
Well, they're here. The way you said you lied.
Wayne Petler and all them, when they leave, they come back
no,
in.
No, don't.
Why would you say he lied then about John Harrison?
Who?
Why would you say that he lied about it? You see, he doesn't always let that in.
One time that he lied.
You said.
Wait, I did. That ain't the way I put it.
We haven't got you.
You said it so many words.
I just said what happened. You take it with your
you. No, you said you said
that's what it matters. You said you wanted to.
If you really loved Jim Jones, you would fix it. So by God, it wouldn't even appear that fucking way.
That's right,
Jack. I have to think. Well, if I didn't think, I guess I'd just be lost because I'm saying.
Okay. Well, you think about this.
You know,
why is your image so important?
I don't care anything about my image like this, CJ.
Well, why? No, well, then explain your whole position. If your image doesn't mean anything to you, money or not, that means anything to you, because you are a socialist, or a revolutionary, or whatever you see yourself as being, if your image doesn't mean anything to you, well, then why are you so upset, so concerned? Why is it you don't feel you have already been given the truth?
Why should I feel that way?
Right.
If he said this wasn't true, then he may not go home. That's what we're not wanting to talk about.
You keep saying
that. You didn't say earlier. You said it didn't make you...
Because I know that if I got out of here,
you implied that you have
sent off again, and I never get to speak to him other like this.
You implied earlier? You implied earlier? Whatever he said, then you'd have to call yourself. Is that true or not?
And I feel like in a situation like this, I have the right to talk to him. This is just the way I feel.
You probably want to go, you wouldn't necessarily take the word for him.
I say, look, hey man, there's an end to, I mean, there's a beginning and an end to all things, I would say.
But didn't you talk about what you necessarily
if he said, no, it wouldn't just have to necessarily be that way.
No, exactly
just
what I heard you
level.
Say.
Do you understand what I mean?
What
if you just wanted to follow it on that level, you would have no
you don't
problem.
Talk to him.
But then I would take his word for it. That was it. It wouldn't just necessarily have to go on that level.
Hold it, brother. Hmm. Think about it.
I don't think none of you really think it. Really.
You even went so... You didn't stop there. You
holy
even went
shit,
so...
I'll tell you that. Because everybody's thinking
hey,
about
hold it. Hold a minute. The thing about it, you didn't stop there. You even... I think you even went so far to say...
Wait. I'm just telling you the point. You didn't know about that. You would say that like that? You know, but arrogant? You just a motherfucking son that you would make that kind of statement. You say you can just do it, and you go sound so big that the room will hold it.
And you know what?
And you make that kind of statement.
Oh, Archie, come on.
Now, he's saying you're too much.
I'm going to take a step further.
That's a whole problem, brother.
You didn't make a statement like that. You wouldn't even do it.
I'm going to take a step further. You, when me and you talked that day, that night, and you said what you said, and you made a statement today. You say, well, you didn't pursue it, you bought it. My parting statement to you was, be good to yourself. That's what I told you.
Be good to myself?
Yeah, I said, be good to yourself. See, because you can't bullshit me, boy. I sling it. See, now all this shit you doing, mm-hmm. you know, like you just a whole bunch of, and you don't really realize how stupid
that's
you
right.
sound.
That's right.
You sound like a complete asshole. Thinking that you can outwit, that you can outthink 8 or 9 minds, brother. You an asshole. You a dumb what
you
know asshole.
That same way to me.
You, okay, let me take it a step further. When you gonna talk about you gonna hit John Hash to grow, and you call yourself a hip. You know, you say you've been a hustler and all this old kind of shit. You acted, yeah, you did one time. You say you know how to make it, you understand? You made it when you didn't have no money, and you know how to hustle and play con and shit and all this kind of fucking shit. You can't teach me nothing, bro. I done been all over. But let me tell you this here. You acted just like a typical fool-ass square.
That's right.
You understand a square that walked in and seen. Well, hold on. Let me finish talking.
So
now. Let me finish talking
about that.
Hey. Let me finish talking.
I want you to listen to what he has to say, man. Because if you were as super as you think you are intellectually, you know that you'd have to hear him through in order to respond to what he's saying.
I want you
to listen to him.
You're acting like a teetotal fool ass square that would walk in and see. Now the only way that I would do something to somebody fucking my companion, wife, or whatever it is, if I come in and I hear that somebody raping her. But if I come in and she goddamn me ain't putting up no goddamn, no kind of struggle or nothing, the dude, I don't care, dude, man, just get your shit and go ahead on. Or take her with you, whatever you don't want
to
do.
Talk to him,
but you busted him in the head, buddy. Because your ego was fucked up. You didn't know was he a better fuck than you. That's what it was. You didn't know it was dick bigger than yours. All this shit went through your mind. Did he fuck up better than you?
Or what? Why would I have did that before it even came?
Because you used fear, brother. You used fear. You had a phrase. Yeah, you use fair taxes right. on them. That's how you let on the street.
I was afraid.
Well, the fact is, you know, you might put her on the street and do that with some comfort simply because you feel you have somehow the magic that would compel her to do what you want her to do.
And
but in this instance, she obviously was doing something she wanted to do, and you couldn't understand
that's
how
right.
that might be.
That's right. A lot of times, I've known cases, and this is a typical case, where people will do that because they know down the line that they're so insecure about losing them that they'll rationalize and say, I'm going to let her do this so they won't be hurt later.
Well, I mean, you didn't even have to use the terms of insecure because there is no compound elements in existence, man, that maintains its presence form, so therefore there can be no security.
That sounds very capitalistic. Now, that's some capitalistic bullshit you learned.
I mean, that's
rhetoric, down there.
Now you're condemning yourself.
No,
I mean, I'm talking to CJ. You're condemning yourself.
Oh, you
found it. I like to ask you this. You think that thing cleared up? This is important where the young girl is concerned. Okay,
It seems to me that Joe was trying to define rape.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't seem like you really understood the definition of rape. Okay, that's what they said. And you denied it. Okay, you had an affair with her. Maybe she willingly went with it. But if in your conscious mind, know that the law states that she was not of age.
How can you put a hand on her breast?
If you know that you went too far with this girl, then you're taking advantage of her, even though you enjoyed it and she enjoyed it. To the law, if it did, I'm saying I don't know. But I'm just trying. Regardless of that, all I'm trying to get to see if you really understand the definition of rape in that sense.
I understand clearly where you're coming
from. When he said we were all thinking, see, like, nobody said nothing, but I think about this particular point, mm-hmm. it seemed that you weren't clear on that, and I want you to be to see if you really understood. In a sense, to me, you were defensive when he said he raped her, and you said, no. But now, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand
that when he said
you raped the girl?
Yeah, I understand this.
Will you tell him?
You understand who we're guilty of statutory rape?
I understand.
Do you understand who we're guilty of statutory rape?
I understand that.
Well, this is what...
Wait a minute. Put in your words.
I understood the law in the beginning of the statutory rape situation.
And that you were guilty of it?
Yes, right.
Okay, do you understand that you're guilty...
I said that on the court.
Do you understand you're guilty of what is termed blasphemy and what you said regarding Jim Jones? What you said was speaking against the office of this church.
Well, I didn't call myself speaking again. I was just seeking something out. Just tell me this. Is there anything wrong in doing these things, seeking things out? If you have a beef,
cover this.
Why don't I bring it?
Okay, let me ask you this. I think that you loved your mother.
I sure did.
All right. Did you ever make a statement? You didn't know whether she fucked anybody besides your daddy or not.
Well, I'm sure she did. Because I can remember some incidents to lead me to believe that she did. Really, I didn't see it.
Did you ever question her poisoning any of your brothers or sisters?
It's very possible she could have.
I
don't doubt anything, man. This is the truth. I believe you hate all things.
Why the fuck don't you leave? Because you ain't going to make it.
Why should I, Jack?
You ain't going to make it here because you doubt every fucking thing that goes on. Everything.
Jack, wait a minute, Jack. I don't know what my mother did, you see?
Your mother's got nothing. I'm just making a point. I was trying to find out something that I thought maybe that you really cared about because she blowed up your ego and made you the spoiled brat that you are.
That's right.
I still can't say what she did.
Saying is, I thought maybe that... you would have believed everything that she said.
I mean,
so you didn't.
Did you think she did? Did you ever question it? You ever in your mind, you imply that she did.
Let's stick with the
facts.
Stick with the facts. He still insists on keeping a division between himself and Fowler.
No, that's right. Insist on that. No, you're wrong.
You won't come to terms.
That's what you're doing.
The only thing I wanted to... Man, y'all got me all completely, totally wrong. The only thing I wanted to do was to get to Fowler and just tell Fowler the way I felt and hear him say out of his own mouth, no, Cleve, that wasn't true. And so that's...
You don't put him on the defensive. You should not make those charges.
Well, Archie, what am I going to do if I can't talk to him? Believe him?
Tell me this. How would you react if you heard somebody call Father a liar?
How would I react to it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What would it be for me to do?
Well, what would it be to do?
What would it be to do?
Nothing.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, I'm not the prophet. I wouldn't know whether it was or not.
No.
I would heard somebody call a liar.
right there.
Hey,
you say you're not a prophet. You wouldn't know whether he is or not, so you don't believe his father. Because you're saying that
and every one of you sitting here know where I'm coming from.
No, I know what you're saying, but...
Well, sure, we know where you're coming from, and you know where you're coming from. It's always that you know where you're coming
we
from.
We know where you're coming from, but the point is, you don't know where you're coming from.
That's right.
Okay, well, then
I'll go around. See your
put it this way, you think I should have let, just ignored what you said?
Listen close to what you're saying, and stop trying to manipulate us.
I really don't.
Give straight answers, please.
Please.
The best that I can.
Do you think that it would have been all right for me to just ignore what you said and just say, well, if that's the way you feel,
I didn't tell you, man.
Right?
Okay, you.
You did do that, okay.
I wanted to speak to Father, and that was that.
Now, why shouldn't I? I mean, what? Why would you guys? Why would I be denied that person? That's all I asked. That's all I asked when I came before. Let me speak to Father.
Hold on,
that's all.
Man. I wouldn't trust you myself. I wouldn't trust you 10-20 feet from me.
Yes, you would.
I would not. I damn sure would not.
On making go.
I just can't believe it.
Yeah, you might want to, you know, I'm John Harris.
The father know me, he would know that I'm not that way.
I'm not father.
I'm not father.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm
father
don't
know
you.
That's why we're up there with you, and he's not up here with you, because he knows you, asshole.
Please, I want to ask you this. He's talking about you trusting Father. You understand the chain of command? You know, maybe not.
This council?
No, I don't.
Well, you know how the order is established here, right? Well, nobody goes straight up to Father, right?
There's people that do, isn't it?
Situations.
With command?
Chain of command?
Yeah, with
chain of command.
Right, I mean, when they go, they don't go necessarily with their own personal concern.
If it can't be resolved with counsel, and it's declared that there's still not resolved, then it's taken to him.
Because him being the head, you know, I figured I'd get the just answer that I'm seeking. But I know that I have to go through the proper channels. I would have to see someone, counsel first, or write a letter, whatever is made available to him. And one of the things there, if you didn't want to speak to him in person, is to write a letter. That was made available to you. I'm sure you understood
that. That's one direct counsel. That's the one direct counsel you have.
But if you didn't trust this particular counselor, there is more than one counselor here. You could have told Ronnie, you could have walked up to any counselor. You could have told each and every one of them. You could have submitted a dozen letters in the same copy.
If you thought we
were
absolutely
right.
If by all means necessary to try to
get the problem.
But did you know that you could not just walk right up to Father?
No, I didn't know that. I know I couldn't because people wouldn't let me speak to
you.
It's not because of you personally. No one gets to do that.
I don't really know what takes place.
Have you ever seen anybody walk right up to Father and just start talking?
Wait a minute. I believe that's a bunch of bullshit. You was a security guard, right?
Yes, I was.
And you know the rules. I mean, you know all that shit. You've been through it before.
Hey.
As much as you want to see Father, you knew that you could not walk right up and to him and say, well, Father,
evidently, there's no room for change.
We're going through the proper channel.
Wait a minute. You were saying
evidently we wasting a lot of time. I don't see no room for change on your part, but I just ask forgiveness, man, and that's
no. You asked Father. You asked Father.
Look, that's what I wanted to do in the first place. Please,
don't you need to get up there and ask his forgiveness without any qualification?
I just want to talk to him. That's all.
You need to get up there and ask his forgiveness.
I wrote him a letter. I asked him for forgiveness.
When you make sure you make charge of the involved any person, you're totally out of line. If you got to say, if you got a question about what he done, you should go between right directly to him, right directly to him, write it to him. No, you should never be submission to you.
Right, and if you trusted him
or me
so
or anybody
much,
else.
Right. If you trusted him above everyone else,
You should have said shit to him. What you should have done was wrote it out, sealed it in an envelope, and say, do you, you know, get this to Falk?
I will write him a letter tonight and try to get this letter to him. And also in that letter, I will ask him also to forgive me. And I will also ask him to just tell me no, and that's that. And that's all I wanted to hear him say. He is my leader, and I just want him to just, hey, just tell me, and that I don't know this dad me. That's
I,
all.
I just don't understand why you want him to tell you that if you trust him in first place.
Oh, there we go. Now that's heavy. Now that's it. That brings you right back to Jack had you.
Yeah, where you where was trust before, him all the way on the whole thing. Simple as that.
I tried. However, that's where you're at. I do it. If that's where you're at, do it, okay?
Do what's up?
Go ahead. That's where you're at.
I always felt like the
real
one didn't have to because he said, if you know, then you don't. And then everybody says, right, so then that's not right.
Just where you're at.
Obviously, you don't know
him. Go ahead. Then I would try to ask you if he's already in the... That's where you're at, right.
And I'm telling you the truth. I didn't do a secret in the household. Man, if it's something that I have on me, I try to.
You know, you're not going to compromise all these folks.
Hey, man, you
prove yourself to be a complete asshole tonight. Ain't no sense you trying to.
Well, so
I'm a complete asshole.
Okay, now we know. I'm not going to let heavy on your own that story, even though we said the truth. We all can identify you with some respect for that story too.
That's true.
See, so we're not putting a lot of stuff about, you see, you put myself above us, even, and he should let you do it. If you thought right, he'd not let you do it. He should have been something by you doing that. That's fact. Now, I've been something, you made that trip on me. I let you know those things, if anybody, what I thought you could do that to me.
Because that is a capitalist.
That's right.
Capitalist. You're talking about capitalist boy.
That's right.
That is one.
Yeah.
Because there's no difference in men of us.
That's right.
There is no difference in men of us.
I don't...
goddamn bit.
I'm just, you know, for his guy.
Really surprised. You neutralized him by doing that shit.
That's right.
And it became evident. He didn't tell the same shit back in you that he told us before. Are you friends?
Who's that?
He didn't.
Well, that's right.
You neutralized, you softened him. He softened after that.
Don't be soft.
I'm you neutralized him. That was a game you played on us.
No, I didn't.
It was, too. You know he's no better than the rest of us in here. You know he has no more character than the rest of us in here. You know that.
Okay, I know that. I'm sorry.
And him is in everything, too. There's been times when you have thought that you've got the shitty end of the stick. Now I've heard him talk about you guys' conversation, and I've heard you talk, and it's come out in other counseling sessions of, you know, and now that he's made counselor, it's very evident that Hugh has made some sort of contribution, that there's been more trust and more understanding put into him. And so to come along and then try to compromise a brother so he'll falter over that thing, it's kind of like black capitalism, you know.
Nobody tells me nothing. I have to try to find out the best way I can. I don't get mad.
I see your whole mannerism, brother. If you're a Mr. Outsider, and if you could just get in, and somebody take you under your wing and tell you all these good things that's happened, you know, that's a bunch of shit, Cleve. You ain't Mr. Outside. You're Mr. Outside because you got the goddamn mall up.
I tell you nothing. People start hearing something when you put that like in the world.
I don't know
what. But you act like you said we're all dumb again. We don't think.
I say you were dumb.
Act like you don't know anything. You go start to learn anything, but you act like you know it all. So nobody would tell you anything. What's the use? You already know it. You got all the answers.
I've read times that I've said things like this to keep people from bugging me, just keep on bugging me.
But you could have cut off dialogue by doing that.
You do what?
You shut off dialogue by doing that, though. You got to accept the fact that you want people to communicate with you. Make yourself easily.
Well, I wouldn't like people
to talk to
that.
Make yourself easy to talk to.
I really wouldn't. And I mean, just tell me the way things are. That's all I ask for.
Well, I can accept that. But the point is, make yourself easy to talk to.
Okay, see.
Well, don't be Mr. Big Shit. We're all cops. No, no.
All you had to do was come out and say, yeah, I think Father lied on us.
But if hey, look, only thing I ask in that respect,
tell him what I said.
And brother, you went all around and said, oh, no, it wasn't actually this way, but can you see how I've done this? And it boiled down, you finally came.
That I didn't say one thing, but he lied.
And you go,
that's the way that I said it.
And you go, you
did those terms, but I didn't say it.
You see what you're doing? You're still insisting on, no, I didn't say it. And but yet you know without a doubt I haven't even exaggerated. I haven't even told at all, really. I've forgotten some of it.
But you said of an $8,000, you said of $8,000 gave all of a sudden fell into it. That's what you really thought.
It sounded that way. This is just the way it seems. It really did.
When you adopt an assumption like that, it's going to look like it is.
I couldn't get to nobody no other way. So I had to try to
get yourself out the way, brother.
Okay, we've made a provision.
I mean, if
we've made provision, we'll expect a letter in the morning. The Father.
In what respect, though?
What you have under
okay, however you want to say
that. That you write to what you, I mean, that you okay. Also apologize, but you should probably have been talking about anybody else.
Because you don't have to come right out and say something to mean it, or you have to feel it. No one can come out and say, I think Father's a liar, but if they feel it, they're going to maybe
drop that
look.
You drop that look.
The thing is, Cleve, I don't see how you could possibly say, no, I did not say that. Brother, if you just be half-assed honest with yourself, you'll just come out and say, yeah, I think he lied on me. That's
but
what
I
I'm
didn't
accusing
say that.
Hey, you.
I told you that all through the
world.
That's the way it went.
You know what? You even forgotten some of the things you said.
What were you supposed to be? What you said?
At least two times you said, yeah, I think he lied on
me.
You obviously forgot.
I
wouldn't lie on you, brother.
It should be to forget.
And I want to explain it to him just like this. And this is what it was.
It should be to forget.
And that's it.
You know why we're walking out of there? Because all of us were included as a result of what you said, that you were not able to dodge us. That is clear. What dodge was that?
Bullshit.
Well, now, what you going to do when you admit what
nobody
you
nobody has even where I was coming from and the way I was trying to put it.
Perhaps everyone else did. Maybe
everyone else did.
I'm going to tell you. You're just not smart enough to see this.
I'm going to tell you, I called
think about that.
And I see that you're not, you're not, the same thing that you see behind a person's back, it's hard for you to see it to their face. Because if that's what it is. You're not, you don't have enough guts to say to which how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't stay.
I left it up to you guys, just as I left it up to you.
No, you don't leave nothing up
to me. What way are we not? You left me without any doubt, Cleve.
Well, that's just the way you put it. You didn't have any doubt.
No doubt whatsoever.
I said,
Cleve, and at least two.